much has the game slowed down, do you think, for you, from the first time you went out there to now?
It slowed down a pretty good bit. I think I was going out there and just playing too fast. Just thinking the game was real fast, I was going out and playing too fast. But now I feel comfortable where I'm learning the offense. So now when I'm running routes, I'm not really thinking as much. I'm just playing. So everything's slowing down just a little bit.
How much does it, you started off with Nick on the third or fourth, however it works in mini camps, work your way up. And now you guys get a lot of some first team reps. Do you feel like that rapport has started early and now it's really kicking in?
Yeah, I just think we just went in and did great work. Just started from day one. Mm-hmm. Just came out that both of us with something to prove. You know, just going out, just trying to make plays, just to show that, you know, we're able to play at this level. And, I mean, Nick, he's a real good guy. And, I mean, he's doing a pretty good job at quarterback right now.
Yeah, can you tell that he looks for you in certain situations where you might just be isolated or manned up and he's going to know that you're going to beat the guy?
I just think he just scans the field real well. He can tell what coverage they're in. Anybody's get one-on-one, he gives them a chance. And that's one thing about Nick, he puts it out there and gives you a chance to make plays.
Trent, for you, can you talk about that opening drive second half and, you know, how quickly you got into it? I think you completed your first 9 passes of the game.
Yeah. Did you see the first play of that half? Yeah, that was bad. I want to thank the ref for making that call. It was a clear roughing the passer call, I think. But, I think we battled back. We converted, got first downs on third down, and putting together a 15-play drive. I think it was an 8-minute drive. I think that gives our defense a lot of momentum going back out there with, I think it was 24-3 at that point. So a 21-point lead with 8 minutes into the third quarter is something we were looking to do. We wanted to start fast, come out of the locker room here, and I think that's what we did.
Talk about how have you been able to get into a rhythm so quickly, and no matter what time of the game or whatever the situation is, you've been able to get right into the groove.
Yeah, I think what's been helping is I've been hanging out with Marty on the sideline, watching Nick, looking at pictures. You know, a lot of those plays Marty was calling for me, I feel comfortable with. I'm not getting a lot of reps in practice, which I'm completely good with, but it's a matter of being on the same page with the offensive play caller, and he's able to call plays that I feel good about, and that's why I'm able to execute them pretty quickly.
Congratulations. How does it feel to get into the end zone?
Oh, it feels great. You know, the guys were blocking their butt off for me and, you know, just tried to do as best I could to get in the end zone. It was pretty close as it was, so I was just trying to, you know, reach as far as I could and get the ball in.
Talk about just how things have been going for you and how much progress you think you've made.
You know, I'm in a great position learning from a guy like Brent Celek, Clay Harbor. You know, Tom Melvin and the offensive staff do a tremendous job. I think me and Chase Ford are lucky guys here learning from all those people. And, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can to take that information and get good at it as fast as I can. So I'm working hard and hopefully it pays off.